Welcome to the Daily Business Hustle podcast. My name is Alexander Vitkin. I'm the creator and founder of the Daily Business Hustle. On this podcast, I share with you my top unbiased business advice, sales advice, and I talk to the world's top experts in their fields related to business. Welcome to this live stream. We're going to talk about how to go from being an employee in your own business to running your own business and maybe a few other side topics. Yeah, how did you go from doing your own sales to running your own business? Yes, sir. What did you do in that, in your business to make that happen? I mean,
yeah, I started out doing everything myself, which is like not good. It's not. So I basically replaced myself. So I did work and then I did a specific thing, for example, sales. And then I found a person that's good in sales, and that person can replace me and get even better in it eventually because he can fully focus on that specific thing. And so step by step, I'm replacing different things in my company so I'm able to run my company instead of being an employee in my own company.
Yeah, I've had a situation where I thought that, oh, well, I am the only one who should be doing sales. Because it's so hard and you have to be so special to do it. And then, of course, the first guy I trained got same close rate as me. So I'm like, oh, okay. I was totally wrong. So,
but the sad thing is, lately I've been going to like networking and meeting entrepreneurs. And I see a lot of like one employee kind of businesses, or even like a little bit more. They are like doing everything themselves. And they are even old. They are like 30 years old, 40, 50. And they are like doing everything themselves, and they are basically killing themselves, and it's worse than a job, really. So I was thinking it's an interesting topic today for the people that are actually doing this shit.
Yeah, I mean, I did most of the stuff in my business for years as well, which is too long. I mean, if you're doing that, like, don't do it. It's crazy, not worth it. Yeah, in terms of just doing everything yourself, I think it's the definition of insanity. Like, if your business is making any money, you can hire people. Like, if you can afford $3 an hour, you can already hire an assistant. If you can afford $10 an hour, you can get an assistant in a Western country. So when did you notice that you don't want to do everything yourself anymore? When did you say enough is enough and fuck this, I want to run a real business?
Well, I already had in mind, like, before I even begin business, I already had in mind what I wanted out of like my business career, since I had to like sacrifice and offer a lot. So in the end, I already had a vision how I want to fill in my own time schedule, do whatever I want, being able to travel, being able to do whatever. And for that, I need people to do it. So that was already like in my head before I even started. And basically, as soon as I had the resources, I started straight away doing it. Maybe in the beginning I can't people pay fully and stuff, so in the beginning I got some people to assist me for free and train them a little bit, but since it was really like already in my mind from the beginning, I was able to focus on it and probably did it perfectly on time.
How did you train your sales guy? I guess we discussed it a little bit last week. Just remind us, what did you do to train your current sales guy? Like, where did you find him, and what did you do to train him?
I got a guy that already was kind of into business. He was in the pickup industry, dating industry where you're trying to cold approach girls to get to about to date with them and things. So he already knows how to like cold approach. And from there, it's an easier transition. It's already like, it's kind of persuasion. And it's already like, there are also some other interesting things that you learn when you're in that industry. So I just took him and I just let him watch me and see what I'm doing for a long time. And then basically giving him more and more and more. I think this is really important actually to do that like straight from the beginning. Since if you're like waiting and waiting and waiting and waiting, then eventually you're really busy and then you're actually too busy to actually train someone. But if you're doing it from the beginning and you're first, busy, you only do like a couple of hours or little bit, and then later on you can edit and edit. I think that's really important, also for automation in general, because you can also do things on a low scale. And from low scale, you can build it up instead of doing something for a very long time. And then all of a sudden, you have to start, and you also feel entitled to everything working perfectly straight away.
Yeah, what I found is as long as for sales, as long as I can get someone to do at least half as well as I could do, that's already enough. Like I don't need more than that. The traditional wisdom is one third as fast as you can do it. That's a traditional wisdom. So you can do something a third as fast without having to do it yourself, it's already worth it. That's like the mantra in business. So, because you could spend a lot more time on what really matters in your business. Now, of course, if you use that time to just do nothing, probably it's not worth it at all to outsource a lot, in my opinion, if you have a small business. If you have a large business, you could outsource pretty much everything. That's the fun part, of course. When you can outsource pretty much everything, then you could start maybe a second business or anything like that. Do you want to start a second business someday, Yester, or you're only focused on the one and only?
Well, for now, I really have ambition to grow my business. I want to take over Europe, basically, or at least I want to get the French countries, like yeah, just French, and I want to take Switzerland. I also like Finland and Sweden, since I feel like I have no competition there. Basically, I just walk over those people. So that's basically on my mind. And yeah, so it's all about growing my business at this point. I'm also really focusing on it and passing by opportunities that can get me into other businesses. Probably if I want to do like another business, I want to do a business where I'm gonna put like a big investment into it. So if I ever going to start a separate business, then it's gonna probably already have like millions on my bank account, and then maybe I'm gonna start my own nightclub or strip club or whatever. So
Of course, you know what this is what guys do, just start to strip clubs everywhere. So let's see. So how do you automate? When I want to automate a process in my business, first I just record a video of me doing it, and I use a Google Drive account, and I just upload the videos to Google Drive. So basically there's a Google Drive account with different processes in my business where there's a bunch of videos and like checklists of what to do in certain situations. So for example, if I want to train someone to do sales calls, there's going to be a Google Drive with a bunch of recorded sales calls and a step-by-step process for guys to follow. And when someone new joins the company, like a new sales guy, I get on a few sales calls with them, help them do that. And I give them the recordings as well of more so they can listen at their own leisure. And I make sure that their close rate is high enough. So I get them to report back to me on a regular basis. So Christopher is asking me or asking us, there are some company video explainer video companies in Sweden. Nothing very known in Sweden though. Oh, that's what he's saying. Okay, fair enough. Yeah, what Yesra has noticed, and I've noticed that as well, is in Scandinavian countries, there's really like they just put the name and the phone number of their CEO on the website. There's like very little marketing that's going on. It's very old school. Do you have
yeah, that's
any?
really the reason why I want to get into Scandinavia. I feel like I can just penetrate and dominate those countries.
Do you have any advice for automating the delivery? Because I think you're very good at that. Thomas, welcome
Delivery.
to the live stream. Yeah, the delivery. Because you had that automated almost from the beginning.
That's really easy because you just do it yourself, and then you train someone to do it for you, and then you just don't pay him much because the thing is, you should start out with the work where you're not using your brain a lot, and then you can just hire someone for very cheap, or even for free, like an intern or something. So that kind of work, like delivery, like I mean, you don't need any brain for that. It's the same as like kids working in the supermarket, so you can also pay that kind of money. So it's really easy to outsource it like really fast. And also, if you're doing like a service business that's like a couple of thousand, then it's only be in like a very small percentage. So it's like crazy to me that there even are like in also in daily business also people that are not doing it. It's crazy to me.
Maybe they haven't
And also work.
created a business yet where what they're delivering is just the same shit over and over, and it's just like a very simplified process.
Yeah, but even if it's not like it's not that hard actually to figure out. And also like the work like lead generation, like contacting people, like emails and stuff. That's also it's really easy because you can just find people from outside the country, like virtual assistants. You just get to work, let them work for you for $2 per hour, and then you just let them do that stuff. So I will start with that, and then you also free up your time, and then you can like use your brain more and do that kind of stuff, and then eventually hire people that also having a brain, and then you can build a business.
I like working with guys who have their shit figured out. Like the people who are really smart already, it's harder, of course, but I like working with people who are just like smarter than me. It's great. If you have just a few of those in your company will grow if they're really bought into what you're doing and bought into helping you out, of course, then your company just exponentially grows. You give them responsibilities and they're already very smart, they'll just run with it. Of course, you need to hire the right people and they need to have the right motivation. I found actually the smarter someone is, the more successful someone is, the more they're motivated by stuff that's not just like, oh, I'm gonna make money from this. They're more motivated by, oh, this actually matters. This makes a difference. This is really cool, or I can solve really complicated problems with what I'm doing and stuff like I could have more influence working on your project than working on my own business, right? Those guys, they're great for me. That's what I found. What do you think?
Yeah, I actually think everyone working for me is smarter than me. I had two interns and I give them some tasks and when they came back they like improved the system better than how I gave that to them, so
Yeah, they're like, what the hell is this, man? Is this even a company or what are you doing here? Let us improve your business. Those guys are awesome. And for them, it's like all obvious. And I guess for you, you're like, I don't even know what any of this means, I just want the sales.
I know sales, I know communication, but I don't know everything else. I don't really even know how Excel really works.
That's funny.
So.
Yeah, you were telling me before that you don't know how computers work, like what an SSD drive is, or like how to like which kinds of computers boot up faster. But that's good. I actually think that's good. You're not supposed to know that. It's just like shitty little technical details that are actually not very important in the real world of business. Because in the real world of business, what's important is to deliver results and to have a good funnel, have good people, have the people stay with your company for a long time, like knowing what kind of computer to buy or something like that. It's really not important. You could just hire someone to tell you that or just Google it.
Yeah, so maybe we should tell them what is important then to focus on, since I got also interested in it focusing on lately because what are the things that are like actually important as a business owner, entrepreneur, manager? Since things like Excel, for example, or Word, or even like my English is not perfect, but the product that I deliver has to be in perfect delivered in perfect English, so I just hire people to do that for me. So that's not important at all.
What many people don't know is that Yester actually doesn't speak any English. It's a secret, but don't tell anyone. Okay. Anything else we should mention, Yester, for turning your, well, having a job in your business to actually running a business and working in your business, not on your business, or on your business, not in your business?
Yeah, so just don't be one person and start just right away. I just give a recap. Just start right away with getting people around you and telling people that you're creating the business and that you're really working really hard on it and that you have the vision of building a bigger business with more people. And people in general, they don't have anything to do. They are just studying or having like a day job, and they are getting really excited when you're talking about your business because, you know, they feel alive a little bit through you, and then they will actually just help you. So I think you should start out with that and then maybe like give them a little bit of work or tell them or like teach them something. So later on, you can actually hire those people and you can build it up from there. And that's also for the automation. I talked to someone in Daily Business Hustle and he said that he didn't want to start right away with automation because he had only like maybe 4 hours of work. So he was like, well, then I'm just going to do it myself. But you can. It's better to start right away, even if it's like only for a couple of hours, because if it's like a virtual assistant, they are already happy with those couple of hours. And you already can learn how to train people, how to manage people. And then basically, once you're getting more work, you can give that person more work. So I think it's really important to just start right away with things and just do it on a low scale and then build it up from there.
Okay. Makes sense. Awesome. Actually, we do have one question. Christopher is asking, I'd love to hear about your funnels.
Email marketing. I've done email marketing. I've closed sales from email marketing. Really easy, just contacting people. I've done the pros of that is that you can reach straight to like bigger companies and they will actually reply to you. You just send out enough and eventually people will talk back. So, but you need a lot of volume for it. So you might want to like get an assistant if you're already going to get into that. I did cold calling. Cold calling, I like that the most, but I get burned out from it. So that's an interesting thing. Freelance platforms are interesting, but of course, you're not going to get most of the time the high-end clients there, but it's really easy to get clients. And on things like LinkedIn, you can actually you can befriend people and do more like an under-the-radar kind of sales and maybe connect with people locally, and maybe you can get invited to events and those kinds of things, and then you can get sales from there as well. That are really like the cold funnels that I'm running right now, and soon I will get into advertisement.
Sounds good. I think the easiest funnel early on is just like the freelancing websites, and then later on you can get into more interesting things, I guess. Like more, harder, but better scalable things like what you said with LinkedIn, for example.
All right, this was our show for today. Please subscribe, rate, and review this podcast if you like it. I'll see you next time. If you'd like to find out more about me, visit vitkin.net. That's vitkin.net. Thank you for listening to this show, and see you next time.